Devotion tonight and have prayer and get, I know some folks on Sunday nights after the evening service still have things they're wanting to get done. We're going to go try to slip out and get some Kool-Aid mixed up and get the thing running and everything this afternoon, so things to do. But turn in your Bibles with us tonight real quick for just a few moments. And you know, as we go into Bible school, sometimes we see that we can easily lose sight of our purpose and our goal for Bible school. And sometimes in the flesh, we let the flesh get in the way and, you know, we get frustrated over this, we get frustrated over that, kids frustrate us and people frustrate us and things don't go the way that we was hoping they're going to go and we get frustrated. And I just want to share a thought with you tonight from God's Word that I think might help us this week. In John chapter 5, verses 14 down to 16, it says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Father, we thank you tonight as we gather here just to look to your word for a few moments. Help us, God, to see some things that help us to go into this week of Bible school, Lord, with a frame of mind that seeks to give glory unto you. Help us, Lord, not to seek any way in any form to magnify self, but Lord, that we might magnify you and give glory unto you in all that we do. Now, Father, help us, Lord, just to have a desire and a burden for these young hearts that we're going to have the privilege of ministering to this week, and help us, God, to do all effectively in a manner that's pleasing unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen. Now, Jesus said, "You're the light of the world," and we got to remember something. We're not the source of the light. Amen. We're a reflection of the light. We was talking about that in our adult Sunday school class this morning as John turned and he saw the seven golden candlesticks representing the seven churches and the completion of the church. It represents the church as a whole. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks was the one like unto the Son of Man. It was Jesus. And Jesus in the center was the source of the light for all of these candlesticks. And Jesus tells us we're the light of the world. When he was here in John chapter 8, verse number 12, he reminds us that he was the light of the world and he is the light of the world. But he knew that he wasn't going to be here forever. So he reminds us too that we are the light of the world, and the only way that we can be the light of the world is through him and because of him, to be a reflection of him in this world. In Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 to 16, the apostle Paul says, "Do all things without murmuring and disputing." That's hard to do sometimes when you're getting ready for Bible school. Man, I need you to do this, you to do that, and you to do this. Can you do this? And rah, 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 can't you get somebody else? And we're all doing it. Amen? Everybody's doing it. And everybody has a part. He goes on to say that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. You know why we need to work and we need to focus and we need to get our hearts and lives together this week without murmuring and complaining and disputing and grumbling? It's because we need to be a reflection of the light. We need to be a reflection of the purpose. Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may glorify the Father." Not glorify you. We're not here to glorify you. We're not here. There's not one of us that are here that are more important than anyone else in what's going to happen this week. Amen? The whole purpose of this week is to give glory unto God. The whole purpose of this week is to let Jesus shine forth. Now, we can be a reflection of that light if we'll allow ourselves to do so. But, you know, the only way we can do that is allowing him to have his will. The Apostle Paul also reminds us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 6, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. See, God has shined in our hearts, amen, that we might shine in a perverse world, a dying world, a dark world, a world without Christ. And we need to be reminded that that's our purpose. Beatrice Trice tells the story of a young man who lived in one of the old tenements in New York City. And as he was standing there in his ragged clothes with a little shard of a piece of a broken mirror, he was looking up to a window and he was moving the mirror back and forth, and he was shining the sunlight and into the window, into the to this tenement that didn't get much sun. And as he was standing there doing something, a man come up and grabbed him by the shoulder and shook him and said, "What are you doing? You're probably like the rest of the kids in this neighborhood. You're up to no good." And the little boy said, "You see that window up there, sir?" He said, "My brother's a cripple when he's in that room. And he can't see sunlight. The sun don't shine in." If you've ever been into New York City and seen some of them high-rise apartments and them tenements that people live in, some of them are so close together that they might only be enough room to walk between buildings, and there'd be windows there. No light gets in there. He said, my little brother's crippled. He can't get out of his room, and the only sunlight he sees is what I'm able to shine through to him and let him see the sunlight through this mirror as I shine it through that window." And you know, the old man kind of bowed his head and walked away ashamed that he was hindering someone that was only trying to do a good deed. You know, the only reason everybody comes out and participates in Bible school is you're trying to do a positive thing. We're trying to do something good. We're trying to let the kids learn about Jesus. And the greatest way they ever learn about Jesus is seeing him in you. Amen. Amen. Seeing him in us and seeing how we react and how we function with one another. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a Bible school college grad. You don't have to be a theologian to be a reflection of the light. You all have the ability and you all have the opportunity to be a reflection of the light that's within you. But you have to let that light shine. You have to let that light come out. And you can't do it when you're murmuring and disputing. Amen. We can argue about who set the fellowship hall on fire all day long and it won't get anything done. Amen. It doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Amen. Well, what's relevant is we're going to have Bible school this week and we're going to teach to little ones the story of Jesus and how Jesus loves them. We can complain about how this wasn't done right and how that wasn't done right and how it could have been different. And yeah, hindsight's always 20/20. Amen. But we can also focus on all that's been done right. All that is just ready and prepared. And let all the murmuring and disputing stay behind and stay out of what we're doing. Let the kids as they come not get on. Man, you know, last couple of years we've had a real good group of kids. I haven't had to hear, "Pastor, you got to deal with this one, you got to deal with that one, you got to deal." You know, kids are kids. Now, we've had some mean ones. I mean, we've had some mean as a black snake. We had one that drove a nail right through a brand new table on purpose, just to spite Sister Mary. We had one that bit and kicked the teacher. I physically had to drag him, constrain him and drag him out of here. And him screaming and spitting and squalling and hollering and everything else. And Sister Joanne, please beg me not to take him home. His mommy and daddy would beat him to death. And he promised that he would be good if we left him stay. And we never had another problem out of him the rest of that week. You know, we can let little things disrupt the whole week. But let's not let that happen. Let's let our good deeds glorify our Father which is in heaven. Tonight, if you're on the rock, are you on the rock tonight? Tonight, if you're on the rock, why don't you be a lighthouse? Why don't you shine forth into the midst of the raging seas? And let all these little ones, let all these moms and dads that are coming and dropping kids off and picking kids up, let all the teachers and everybody around about you see a reflection of Jesus in everything you do. Let's gather around the altar tonight. Let's pray for Bible school. Let's pray for the teachers. Pray for the